Their friends.
It's your favorite time of the week.
Are you sure it's their favorite?
Probably not, but I really hope so. Okay, so it's time for I'm Sad and I Like Bands. On this episode, we have CD Night.
CD Night.
Which is round two of a mighty unprepared day in which we play CDs that are really good.
And I really hope this CD stuff works. I'm kind of winging it.
Old-fashioned technology is the best kind.
Yes, it is.
It's probably the least confusing. Also, on this grand episode, I have a special PSA for you all.
Brace yourselves.
So today, we're going to talk about the state of the American Union. I don't know about you, but I and a lot of people close to me and a lot of people that I know, my neighbors, are very disappointed and even shocked and maybe afraid because of the election results. I just want to say to everyone out there who's feeling insecure, who's feeling afraid, that I am with you. We are with you. We will stand and we will fight for you as hard as we possibly can.
Always.
No matter what happens. While Donald Trump is in office, I know a lot of bad things have already started happening, but we will stand together. I think that everyone is stronger together when they, like, band together. So the worst thing we could do right now is polarize and show more hate, because that would just divide the union and end in civil war, and that's not what we want. We want to band together and fight back against this dividing force. So with that said, let's all come together
right now
over these CDs.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Yes, I love what Abby said. I don't really feel like I need to add more, but I just feel like a lot of things are in shambles right now, and a lot of people are feeling a lot of things, and what's important to remember is love and how important it is and how strong it is. So we will find a way. I mean, we're gonna have to, right? So let's do it.
Hope is that one thing that you can hang on to. So in
wow, that was so inspirational considering the name of our show.
I know, right? We're sad, but we still got hope, baby. Okay, so this first CD that we're playing is
Mazzy
So Tonight
Star.
That I Might See by Mazzy Star. Is what I listened to yesterday when I was feeling a little bit down. It always brings me back up. It's really calm.
She's beautiful. Her voice is beautiful. Her face is beautiful. So, we love Mazzy.
Yes. Let her take you away on her velvety waves of alternative.
Come apart and you'll go blind. Thank you.
Okay, so that was Mazzy Star. I really hope you guys enjoyed that. She's one of my favorite 90s girl artists, aside from Hole and Liz Phair.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, bear with us as we try to eject this CD right now. Next up, we have Mac DeMarco, Salad Days, which is just another feel-good album that we've been listening to the past couple of days to keep our spirits up. It's one of those that you listen to on a sunny day, and you feel like you're just sitting under a big sky full of fluffy clouds.
Mac DeMarco reminds me of a beach.
Exactly.
With the waves
when he
and
sings
the
about,
sun.
When he sings about his honey, it just makes me so happy.
Makes me wish I were his honey.
Okay, yeah. So, that's coming at you next.
Adios.
Some kid legit up on my shoulder. Blown through life to roll over and die. La 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 la. Oh, missing you, bitch, on Salad Days are gone. Remembering things just to tell them so long. La 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 la. smiling when required, right under the year of kind of resign. La 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 la. Salad days are gone, missing hippie John. Remember the days, just tell them so.
It's that wonderful time again where we switch CDs and I get to talk at you. So next we have
Modest
band
Mouse,
that
Mouse.
Makes my heart swell. Oh, that makes my heart swell with happiness. We got Modest Mouse. This album like saved my life this summer pretty much because it was in my car and I just listened to it like every day. And the song Float On makes me like have so much hope for life. Like, you know what? We're all gonna float on, man. We're all gonna be okay. It's okay because You're just gonna keep going. You're gonna keep living, and that's really a good thing to look forward to. It's really helpful.
He basically in the beginning talks about how he hits a cop car while he's driving, and then the cop lets him go,
he's like,
"Oh, word! Life floats on, and everything's okay."
Yeah.
So I think that's something to keep in mind always, like the idea of impermanence, and especially now, just stay mindful of that. Ground yourself, keep loving your heart, and just know that, you know, the moment will pass, whether it's good or bad. That was my saying in high school that got me through everything. Just the moment will pass. And if it's a good moment that you don't want to pass, then cherish it and be invested in it in the moment. And if it's something that's making you feel really crappy at the time, then, you know, it'll bring you happiness to know that it's gonna be fleeting.
It's gonna float on. You know what's fleeting? A presidential term? in a congressional
term. It's
only
4 years, you know?
It's only a couple years, man. And we're going to float on after that. So, in light of that, here it is.
If you didn't know, one of the songs is called Float On.
Yep.
All right, that was really sarcastic.
Comes.
Okay, bye.
At large, why should I remain? Walked away to another plant. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where and you don't know when, but you still got your words and you've got your friends. Walking on to another day, work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. I'll float on, maybe, would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Well, I'll float on, maybe, would you understand? days get shorter and the nights get cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. I like songs about drifters, books about the same. They both seem to make me feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? Themselves to death against the lights, adding the breeze to the summer nights. Outside water like air was great. I didn't know what I had that day. Walk a little farther to another plane. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know that starting over's not what life's about, but my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud.
Well, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I hope so.
Hello. I really hope that you enjoyed that. That was good news for people who love bad news, or at least a snippet of it, by Modest Mouse. It's my favorite. Oh, it's my second favorite album by them. The Moon in Antarctica is my favorite album by them, in case you're wondering, which you probably weren't. All right, so next we have Neutral Milk.
So pretentious with your music.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I love it.
No, I am. It's fine. So next up we have yet another pretentious band called Neutral Milk Hotel, which is the love of my life. It's another one of my driving CDs, which I really shamelessly just belt out while I'm driving, like word for word. We're only going to play a couple songs off of In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, but they're going to be really good. And you're going to feel the feels with us. And
feel the feels.
You're going to shake your hair around, and you're just going to feel it.
When I was home last semester, I had a concussion, so I couldn't come back to school. And when I was home, I listened to this band so much.
Who doesn't?
You'll probably understand why once you hear them.
If you don't listen to this band a lot, you need to start, because it'll make you happy.
Probably a lot of people haven't heard of them.
Yeah, they're really elusive.
You know how I heard of them? Parks and Recreation. Great show. Great show. Actually, Skillman Library was on Parks and Rec. The last show. The last episode. It was in it. It was like super fast, and you couldn't really tell. And they put a different name on it. They tried to act like it was a different library.
Okay, sorry for babbling at you. Without further ado,
we're playing the piece.
No, we're not. Okay. Without further ado, this is Neutral Milk Hotel. Enjoy, everybody.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here. We'll be right back.
just lay there in their clime. Two-headed boy with pulleys and weights, creating a radio blade just for two in the parlor with a moon across her face. Christmas trees in the snow, and I will take you and leave you alone, watching spirals of white softly flow over your eyelids, and all you did will wait until the point when you
around the clock, and only we sleep for the gods are paving rain.
All right. Wow. Okay, so my voice is really tired from screaming all the words to that. I'm not ashamed. So next up, we have my newest and greatest purchase. It is a VOC's live album from San Francisco last year. And San Francisco is also where they're from. It's like probably one of the greatest cities you'll ever go to. VOC's is also low-key my favorite band. I plug them a lot, if you haven't noticed. okay, so this is a crazy album. It's really good.
On the front of the album, the guy is puking.
Yeah.
It's pretty raunchy. If that's not angsty, I don't know what is.
John Dwyer is insane, and he's literally puking on the cover of this, so that's pretty fitting
so
to the title of our
angst.
Show. Also, just want to throw it in there that felt it was pretty fitting that that last album that we played is it's World War II themed. I'll just let that sit with you. Okay, and on that note,
the OCs, friends.
The OCs, live from San Francisco.
Make sure that guitar is good and loud. Don't be scared.
Thank you.
Okay, hello. Sadly, this is the end of our adventure today with you guys on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We're so sad to have
Easton,
to be leaving you.
Pennsylvania.
At Luke.
At Luke.
So yeah, we had a really fantastic time with you guys today. I hope you enjoyed our words of wisdom. We really enjoyed spending this evening with you, sharing our CDs, which are our pride and joy.
It was so much fun. I like when we do nights like this with CDs and records and stuff.
Improv's our favorite, so now we get to go home and eat sugar cookies. I hope that you guys have as sweet of a night as that. And
keep
hope alive, you guys. Have a great one.
Peace and love.